Hold on 1 second.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Therese, and it's another show with Angel Coaches. And I'm really excited about being here tonight. So, and let me share with you why. Marketing your spiritual business. And I know for myself, it was really, really challenging a few years ago to get Angel Coaches off the ground. And we are in, and my vision for it was to have a place where other, where people could market their spiritual work, their healing modalities, and do what they love and love what they do and do their passion. And we have that available now. And I've got a great guy who's he's in charge of marketing. He has a whole team of people that work with him, and he's super successful in it already. And I'm so glad, Bill, that you're here tonight to share with people how they can market their spiritual business and market any business, but because I think everything is spiritual. So, thank you, and I'm glad you're here tonight. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and I've got a bunch of people that are already texting me questions. Like, give me a chance here. So, yeah. Anyway, well,
questions
welcome to the
already?
Show. Yeah, I was sitting there going, yeah. I was like, and when they hear you speak, women will be saying, is he single? So just give you a heads up about that one, and I'm teasing. But go ahead. Tell us how you got started and what you can do. And I know this is your passion, marketing and getting everybody's work out there, and you're good at it. So, and we're honored to have you tonight. So go ahead, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, you know, my background is sales and marketing, and you know, back in the good old days before we had the internet, you know, I was involved in doing lots of, you know, advertising on television, and you know, radio, and of course print media and whatnot. When the internet came around, I found that extremely intriguing. And started to get involved. So I'll tell you how far I go back with that is that we started to do internet marketing back in 96, 97, in the early days. You know, when the internet first came around, people would say, you know, if you build it, they will come, and they would, because there weren't very many websites. But by the end of 1996, they were going into the millions, and it was, if you build it, they couldn't find you. So internet marketing naturally emerged. And, you know, I've been working with and following the trends for that ever since then. And, you know, as it's evolved, how you market on the internet today is different than what you did in 97. And it's better. It's actually much, much better. And what it does is it gives you the ability to reach out across the world and touch lots and lots of people if you just follow a few simple, you know, guidance and rules. You know, the power of networking is fantastic. Well, you know, network marketing companies really got their roots in the 60s, and you know, really, it was all about the power of you know, friends and neighbors and relatives sharing good ideas about products and companies and opportunities. The internet's no different. What the internet does is it puts you in touch with way more people. Fast and easy to create relationships and to meet people. It's a great way to be able to share ideas and marketing. Today, with the power of, excuse me, of voice broadcasting like we're doing right now, and video, which is really, really powerful because you can put visuals with everything, you know, and the fact that we have, you know, instruments like Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn, and of course, let's not forget Facebook. Probably everybody that's
right
on this call is probably, if, you know, tied in with Facebook. Well, Facebook has a whole lot of features that sometimes we don't think about it because it has its own search engine properties built right in. Every tool that's out there has search properties so that you can search for like-minded people or ideas, and then you can network into groups where you can start to share and create. Some of the things that we'll be doing as we work together is we'll be teaching other coaches and team members how to reach out and how to touch a whole lot of people's lives, you know, simply by finding, you know, common thoughts, common ideas that people are looking for, joining groups and sharing, building networks. You know, basically it works just like, you know, I want to say we're a network marketing company, but the principles of networking are the same. Networking is all about sharing ideas. I mean, the colleges did it for years. That's what fraternities
right
are all about. Fraternities are really more important to people after they're out of school. We think of fraternities, we think, oh, party time. But think of the power for people that are college graduates and whatnot. sharing credentials, sharing ideas about where job opportunities and things are, recommending people. It's all about networking. Networking is key. So the tools that we have on the Internet are just, you know, the best for that. So that's kind of the stuff that we're into.
I have a question for you, actually. I know that audio and video are really, really important, right? You told me video over and over again, and you have a your team of people. You have a live recording studio, so people can come and record with you. But videos are super important to get the word out there, right? Why is that, and how important is it? And I know you've got a way to market. And somebody just texted me a question, said, how can we market our videos when YouTube is free? So those are two questions here. Is that okay if I ask those and
yeah,
put you on the spot
Absolutely, and I'm glad you did. Well, first of all, the answer to the first question, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So when you can put a visual up there, people learn much, much faster, okay? In today's society, people tend to learn better by watching something than by reading. I don't think that's necessarily the right way. I know I personally would rather read something than watch a video, which is kind of funny because I have a video studio. But the key is that the average person does. And, you know, we built a natural health website about 7-8 years ago. And when the guy came to me that wanted to build the site, he said, I want you to build a site that somebody can have a question, watch a video that tells them how to do it, read supporting articles, and then find products that would take care of whatever their problem was, right? And I thought, you know, that's about as simple as it gets. And he said, because the average person wants to learn by video. And that site was super successful. And the interesting thing was when we launched that, we used YouTube to build that business. Well, you know, Google owns YouTube, and they bought YouTube back around, I don't know, maybe it was 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. And they bought them. And I thought, gee, I wonder how they're going to change that structure. I mean, you know, the first year that they owned them, it cost them in lost revenue just to operate it $480 million. So I'm thinking, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense from a business standpoint. But then when we looked at Google's bottom line, their sales shot up. And the reason their sales shot up for advertising is because they already knew that utilizing video, and that's why that site's always going to be free, that using video builds the advertising because it sells an idea, it sells a concept. So the fact that YouTube is free is one of the greatest tools and resources that we have. We can create a video, okay, and we can put it out on YouTube. But if you really want to build the numbers, you have to really understand how you market on YouTube and how you use the tool as a tool. Well, that natural health site that I told you about, we built the whole thing by marketing it on YouTube. YouTube is the second most popular engine on the market today. So, of course, the first one is Google. So Google's got number one and number two. Number three, believe it or not, is Facebook. They're the three number one search places. Say Bing once. Well, now I said it once. So that's the key. So a video tells a story. And a video, when you turn around and you take a video and you put it, you know, up on YouTube, but you also build the meta tags into it. Google, when its spiders are doing the search, okay, and you plug in the meta tags. Meta tags are the description of what the property is, whether it be a website or a video. A video gets treated just like a website, so you put the meta tags in, which is what those computers read to know what the content is. So when you do a search for something and the video says, you know, it's about fishing and worms, right? It picks up those meta tags for somebody who's looking for fishing and worms. But the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is that if you say fishing and worms in that video, it's even more apt to pick it up because Google interprets a spoken word. A little scary in some ways, but still very cool from a marketing standpoint. So
it's almost like a big brother.
It is a little scary what's going on. The stuff that, you know, when I was a kid that we heard about Buck Rogers and stuff, I never dreamed it would actually happen. And some of it's good from a marketing standpoint. Some of it scares the bejeebers out of me. But, you know, but from a marketing standpoint, it's all good because these are the tools that help us to really teach and educate people. When people are taught and educated about something, that it's easy for them to buy into the idea. You know, it's all about understanding. And you can do that much better with a video because people can see it, they can hear it, which means they can grasp it. So it's a fabulous tool, and it's the greatest way to get search results that there are. So
I like
you know, and a video doesn't, you know, Taria, a video doesn't necessarily have to be produced in a regular studio. Of course, we have a full studio here. We produce videos for clients, and we do YouTube commercials and whatnot. But you know, sometimes just making a video of your own can be fine. I mean, that's really what sells it. You've got a decent camera. It doesn't have to be a great camera. It can actually be a web camera and a microphone, you know, and a positive idea. If the idea is good and the delivery is good, that video can work for you. So it makes a lot of sense.
That's true, because I sent this out to people. There, and Corrine actually sent it to me. There was girls that were doing workouts on the beach, right? And they did it with videotaped it with their phone, and they got so many hits off of it, you know, just by using their phone video. But you're saying that the homemade video, you know, because we all live in different areas, a lot of the Angel coaches, live in different areas. If they just put a decent video together, right, it's not about the polish, it's about the message and the sincerity of the message, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's number one. That's correct. You know, and there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can take video, again, with a cell phone or with a webcam or whatever. You know, the other thing you can do, depending upon what exactly your message you want to get out there, so you can take a video, shoot footage of you speaking, and then you can always send it to a competent video editor like us. Of course, there's my phone.
Right, there you
or
go.
Any video editor, yes. and have them edit into a video. Editing meaning that you can take that video and add, you know, graphs to it or pictures or, you know, slides or some things like that to really customize it, you know, or even possibly just add some music to it for a background. Music sets a mood. It's one of the things we have here,
right?
That's interesting. You know, we have a full editing department for editing our videos. We have a couple of artists that work here with us, as you know. And then we also have a full music team. So, you know, because what happens is that when you're putting a commercial out there, if you can write custom music to it, very often that music will help you to tell the story by building drama or building passion or even building joy. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to take that video that's very, very real and very, very, you know, natural, and then kind of give it that little bit of flair to it. There's a lot of things you can do with it to kind of have fun and make it work. But, you know, a good video is worth its weight in gold. And, you know, when you start out, the easiest thing to do is funny. You know, I went to advertising school, believe it or not. You know, I don't want to tell you how long ago it was. But when I went to advertising school, the guy that was instructing said that your TV commercials need to be really, really, really good or really, really, really bad. And he said usually really bad is easier to do. They said the main component is that your message needs to stick in somebody's craw or make them laugh, because that's what gets them to either share, that's what gets them to look at it and have the content be memorable.
Right.
Make sense?
It makes total sense. Yeah. That's good. Let me ask you a question. A lot of these folks have classes, like they videotape their classes and they want to retell them too as well. There's a way that you guys do that, like you send it, there's, you know, places where people can buy their videos of classes, aromatherapy, let's say Reiki, how to talk to angels or you know, audio or video or an ebook, right? Is that, do you promote those too as well?
Absolutely. So there's really two different sections there. One would be to take and build an ebook. We have the software so that you can put your book online and sell it, and it can't be copied or anything, at least not without a professional hacker. So it makes it safe to put your content out there that it won't get copied. We'll put it into a secure environment. We can do the same thing with video. So video, you know, like we're, you know, we can put a book in there that also has video that supports what's in the book. That's a great way to go today, because they've got the book and then they've got the video class that goes together. We can put that all into an environment that could be either sold on a monthly subscription basis, work if you saw one-time payment or whatever. The other thing we do is if you want to do live lectures is that, you know, we've got formats to put live lectures that are, again, subscription-based or paid one time in, which would be similar to like GoToMeeting, but it's GoToMeeting, you know, with it's not GoToMeeting, it's similar to it. The systems that we have are browser-driven, so you don't have the problems that you have, like with GoToMeeting and stuff where, you know, logging in is sometimes an issue, especially if they're on, you know, certain computers that have restrictions and whatnot.
Right.
And, of course, they allow for video. I think any program that doesn't allow for video is a mistake, you know, because it's compelling. It's interesting because I broadcast a webinar, you know, on marketing for, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 years. And, you know, the same people would come very often to take the class and say, every once in a while I would turn the video on and everybody said, oh, put the video on. I'm like, why? I look the same as I did the last time you saw me, you know. But they said, no, it's just more interesting if I could see you when you're talking, you know. So I'm like, okay, I don't get it, you know. I could see if it was you why they'd want to see you all the time, but I didn't get it with me, but that's what they wanted to do. So
I love you. That's so sweet. Thank you very much. I have money. I'll pay you later. So anyway, that's so sweet. So you've got the video and the audio and the e-books. Let me ask you a question. And you guys, he markets those, or his team are people know how to market them, where they, you know, it drives people to the site to buy your things, and I've never seen anything like this. We're so lucky to have you, and I appreciate you so very much. But Bill, the other thing that you have too is you have webinars, and I get that, but you also have web shows. How popular are web shows becoming now? You know what I mean? Like web shows. I know they got Hulu TV and all that kind of stuff now. So that.
We're hoping they're going to be extremely popular. And I can't wait to put a show together with you. I think it's going to be awesome. Well, here's the long and the short of it. What's happening is television and internet are quickly becoming the same thing. And you're going to see that trend over the next 10 years. You're seeing the TVs that are coming out are interactive. They connect to the internet. They've got, you know, you can Facebook with your friends while you're watching. They're already experimenting with shows that, you know, you can pick the endings and whatnot or you know, help to create the endings. But, you know, talk shows about subjects have always been popular. And what's happening is by putting them on the internet, they become accessible all the time to people. You know, TiVo was a great invention, you know, because you could go, you could, if you were working late, you could catch a show. These are the greatest things for a guy like me that works a lot of hours, you know. I still know that when I go home, I can still see the Olympics, you know. So the key is that these talk shows are great, and it's as if they're on demand. You put an episode up, and it's there, and it stays there all the time. So it becomes a great resource for people, and you build a subscription base to it just like you would with any type of show or advertising. But, you know, the cost of hosting it and the cost of promoting it are much less than getting onto a TV channel. The cool thing about marketing on the internet is that you can get very specific in your marketing as to who your target audience is. Okay, so you're not, you know, spending time broadcasting to somebody that's not who you're looking to get to your show. When you advertise on TV, you know, you're fighting two things. You're fighting, one is the person that I really want to come and see that's going to be available during this half-hour slot. Are they going to be able to find me because I might be on a back channel, you know? And the third thing is when I'm advertising, how many people am I advertising to that really aren't the target for this program? So with the internet, it allows us to be very, very, very focused and very specific in building our audience, of building, you know, attracting the people that are the right people and being available when they're available. So I think it's a great deal. Because at the end of the day, when you're talking about viewership, does it really matter if they watched you at 11 o'clock or if they watched you at 2 o'clock? Doesn't matter, as long as they watched, right? So it's very cool. And you can do live on internet as well. I mean, you can have your live show, but the cool thing is when you're doing a talk show, you can archive it so people – and, you know, it always amazes me how many people watch a show and go back and watch it over at a later date, you know, and send you a comment about it, you know. So that's a good thing. It's a good, it's a tremendous resource,
I like that. And listen, this is something, and you and I both are so familiar with this, about residual income. When you're sleeping at night sometimes because of what you do with your marketing yourself and your programs, you're in your subscription base and all the things that you do, like when you're sleeping or you're at the gym or whatever you're doing, the internet could be working for you to bring in money for you, the residual income. It's not, you know, like when we work a job, we work an hour and we get paid for that hour, for instance. Can you talk about residual income and the internet in marketing? Because I think that people really need to understand that, because that's where real money is at, you know, and doing what you love and loving what you do and getting paid for it, but getting paid for it over and over again, that's key. So
absolutely. I mean, the internet is working 24/7 for you. One of the things that's very, very interesting is a person can look at an offer. Let's just say, you know, you looked at an offer today, but you say, you know, I don't really have the money to buy that till I get paid on Friday. You know, you bookmark it. That's what a person does. They go back on Friday and they buy it. So what happens is that the doors are always open for business. It doesn't matter if it's 3 a.m. or whatever. So you could be anywhere. I mean, there have been times where I've been traveling and been, you know, in the Caribbean or been in South America even, and looked in and saw, oh, wow, I did pretty good today. You know, in sales, and I'm not even working. I'm laying on the beach all day. You know, that's the. I like that beach part. You know,
I am with you on that. But it's good.
But it's 100% true, because it's you know, to me, I always say that the internet's the gift that keeps giving, because your marketing is always up there as long as you're running your marketing and running your, you know, making sure that you're staying out there and staying relevant. People will find you. They'll order. So your orders are always constantly coming in. And if you set your marketing up properly, what you're doing is you're following the philosophy that like-minded people, you know, flock together. So what happens is if you're incentivizing your customers, then your customers are working for you and sending you more customers. Okay, you know. So when you're talking about spiritual things, it's always all about everybody is, you know, your like-minded people are sharing. So what they're sharing is continually happening. So whether you're recommending a book or recommending a course or recommending a series, you know, if you're empowering with rewards programs or whatever, which we teach you how to do, you know, your clients will drive as much business as your regular ad. Once you get really rolling, they'll become the driving factor for you, which is great, you know.
Right.
You don't have to do a thing. They're doing all the work for you. The content's already up there. The work's already done. Did your work. If I go on vacation, I go on vacation and say, well, you know, I already did my work, you know. So if it now it's selling and now it's working and other people are recommending it, that's okay. I don't have to feel guilty for being on the beach. I already did my work. Right?
That's good. I like that. Yes. It's like initially you put 50,000 units or 1,500 units of work for pay, and then it switches around where you're doing one unit of work for pay. You know, I get the concept of that too as well. With people are downloading and buying that. And one of the questions I get you, they're asking, well, if I'm producing or putting this all up there, how does it get, how does people come to my page, or how does people come to my site? That's where Bill and his team comes in, right? That's what you do. You know where to market. You know how to get the site up to the top where people know how to access it. And you know how to get the videos, the audios, and the books out there where people can buy them. And it's not in the back on the, like if we were sitting in a movie theater, it wouldn't be in the balcony seats. It would be in the first three rows, right? Yep. You know how to do that. Okay.
Well, here's one of the beautiful things about the internet marketing. It's all about math. And, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, I had a chain of spa stores back in the 70s. When we launched an advertising campaign, we paid for the whole campaign before it ever ran. We created everything. There was no backing out. It was on. If it didn't work, and I'll tell you, usually the first 10 days every month when we launched a campaign, I had a lot of sleepless nights because thinking, if this campaign doesn't work, I could be out of business next month. And fortunately, our campaigns work. But here's the difference with the internet and why it's all about the math. because we can identify, okay, through keywords what people are searching for, what they're looking for, and then we can tailor our marketing to reach out to those people, to be in the searches where they look for us, you know, putting our content in a position where it gets found, okay, by maybe placing ads in areas where people that are like-minded people are going to go and see those ads to drive business back. That's two ways. And three, by empowering our followers or customers or clients that are already with us to help in sharing the ideas. Because remember, like-minded people flock together. So if you empower other customers, they will recommend it. That's the reason that things like Yelp work so well. Yelp's all about networking what you saw. You know,
right.
3 years ago,
right.
I'd see a restaurant, I think I want to eat there. And then what I used to do is I used to do some market surveying. So what I do is I go stand in front of the restaurant and ask the people leaving, hey, is the food any good in there? You know, what'd you have, right? And, you know, sometimes the people saved me from going in, and sometimes I found some great places by doing that, and I knew what to order. That's how I did it. You know, today we could just go on Yelp, right, and, you know,
right.
read what the reviews are on a restaurant and say, you know what, this place sounds really good. I found a great fish place just a couple of months ago that way, and it was the bomb, and I found it because I based it on what everybody said on Yelp. So it's the same type of thing. So we'll teach you how to turn your customers into Yelpers yelping about your stuff, and that's really what it's all about, you know. So marketing is all about numbers, and it's all about figuring out who the target is, what are the keywords, what are people looking for, and now that's how I get in front of them. So it's great. It's all highly detailed so that you're not spinning your wheels chasing the wrong things. You're spending your time and focusing your efforts on getting in front of people that have an interest in what you have to say or show or do.
Yeah, I get you. By the way, guys, those who are listening now and those who will download it later, I saw his team of people really drive with a client of ours, drive them to his site, remember. And it wasn't a few hundred, it was a few thousand people that were going to his site to download his, you know who I'm talking about, Bill, download his information and everything. It wasn't a few hundred, it was a few thousand. I was like, wow. And it wasn't over weeks, it was just a day, 2 days, you know. So pretty amazing stuff there that he does. And so, I really feel that, your internet marketing, I know how to do certain things. You're like the wizard here, the guru. And we're excited about having you as a part of Angel Coaches, where these people can get their work out there because they've got great ideas, but how good is your idea if you can't get it out? You know, and this is what Bill and his team does with Angel Coaches. The other question I was going to ask you, too, is as well is, I know that people want to be able to communicate, like, live on a website. That is something that we're going to do, and that you have the capabilities to do that. We're going to grow into that because I think people need to start here and then get to there. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's almost like a Facebook website where you can connect with your clients or, you know, people that and answer their questions when they, if they want it. Let's say you have a... Go ahead.
It's a live chat widget, so that it opens up the door so that people can ask you a question and you can answer it right there in real time. And you know, the system basically tells you the doctor's in, the doctor's not in, you know. So but you can put live chat on there, and that way you can communicate. And what a fantastic tool. Somebody's trying to decide about maybe buying a book or something like that, just has a question about it, they could type it, they could ask you a question, you could ask a representative a question if you have the most common answer to things. And, you know, you can give them the information right there in real time, and the next thing you know, they're downloading your book, which is a good thing. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
wow.
Those are the tools. That's how you personalize everything.
Well, we're going to do that, those of you guys who are listening, and we've got a lot of international people. And so let me ask you one more question, too, as well. A lot of new angel coaches that I've got here have worked for someone, never really worked for themselves. Is there anything that you're an entrepreneur, and I know you marketed to a lot of entrepreneurs. Is there anything that you would suggest from a business standpoint or a personal point of view that these people could develop that mentality? I know making money is always a way to do that, but, you know, developing an entrepreneurial spirit in your spiritual business. Do you have any words of wisdom there? I didn't even ask you that. I'm putting you on the spot, and I'm sick.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm a big believer in you know, putting yourself in charge. See, what happens is that when you go into business for yourself, you're putting yourself in charge. And when you look in the mirror in the morning, you're the boss. That's a great thing. At the end of the night, when you look in the mirror, you could say, you know what, I did really good today, or, you know, I need to fire myself or whatever. Okay.
But there you go.
And some days are like that. But the key thing is that willing to work very hard, and you sit down and outline what you're supposed to do. Here's the thing that I tell everybody that's going into business. Treat yourself, you know, remember you're the boss, but treat yourself, you know, think of it this way. If I had an employee, how would I want my employee to act? And, you know, if you're running a business, you have to think about, what do I have to get accomplished every day? And if you lay out a plan and you follow it, you follow that plan, then what will happen is you'll be very successful. And I'll tell you, at the end of the month, when you've been successful and you look in the mirror, that's one of the best feelings you could ever have, because you accomplished it on your own. And you're in charge. Nobody can fire you. Only you can fire you. That's a good thing, okay? The financial rewards of being in business way outweigh what it is for somebody that has a job. You have tax benefits, okay? You have all kinds of perks when you run the business. Remember that if you have a job and you make whatever you make, $15 an hour, that means that that job that you have, that they have to earn way more than $15 an hour based on your work to be able to pay you that $15. When you're in the boss, you get to make the $15 an hour plus the money on top. So if you think of it that way, you know, you're automatically giving yourself a raise. But the biggest thing you have to be careful of when you're the boss, you still have to get the work done, because now you're 100% responsible. So as long as you're willing to, you know, be in charge and work the same way. So I used to tell myself, I'm the boss. I still got to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. I got to work to whatever time. You know, those are the things that you do. But at the end of the day, the rewards make it well worthwhile, you know. So, you know, couple things, though, that are really important is that when you're setting up a business, plan the money and keep track of what you spend, keep track of what you make, you know, follow the money, because, you know, that's where a lot of times people go south. They're not paying attention to whether they're making money or losing money, and that's where you wind up, you know, getting into trouble. So if you take care of your money and just do the work, you're going to be successful. If there's something you don't know how to do, it's easy enough to find out, especially in this day and age. You could just Google it.
That's true. Anyway, and I know you've got a whole program, and this just brings me up. You have a whole program about home-based businesses and running taxes and all that kind of stuff. So as these people are growing, you've got something like that. I forgot about that. So that will help them understand how to set everything up so that they can hold themselves accountable, know exactly what's going on, and do the taxes with it as well. Thank you. You guys, Bill's going to be a part of our team. I am so excited to have him. I'm excited to be able to have him help all of us get to the next level. And to start, when I started doing this, I came with a group of people to a radio station, but you know what? I didn't have someone like Bill. I had to figure it out myself, which if I'd have stopped a little bit, I probably could have hired you back then, you know, but hey, it's all good. There's everything happens in divine and perfect timing. So now we have him. You guys are angel coaches, and there's a lot of stuff that we're going to do. Bill's going to talk to each and every one of us. I want to have you on a separate call, and I'll get with you about that over the weekend, where we can ask questions and get it all set up and move ahead with him. And you guys, Bill, do you have anything else in closing or share that you want to share? Because I've been asking tons of questions. I hope that's okay.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I mean, I'm thrilled to be part of the team. So I'll be excited to work with everybody and see where we can grow to.
Yeah, you're.
Thanks for having me.
You're, You're amazing. And you guys, I watched him and watched him work for about a few months before, you know, got it all together. But he's super amazing, works really hard. I think he works harder than he – you don't socialize too much and you work too hard, I think. But, you know, you do what you love and love what you do. So that's what we do here. Anyway, you guys, have a great now. Our next show is going to be on Sunday. I've got Dwayne. He's going to be a special speaker on there because it's all about relationships, and the biggest relationship is with yourself. But Dwayne is going to be on there because a lot of you women, and men too, have wanted to know how to attract a mate that is healthy, health conscious, and also takes care of themselves, mind, body, and spirit. I know you're a big one with working out too, so... right, Bill, I know you work out every morning, I think, what Corinne told me. So I think working out.
I work out regularly. You have to. You get older, you need to get that blood moving. So.
Yep. I hear you. And it's also a way to release, you know, like pressure, you know, too, as well. So anyway, we've got that happening on Sunday. You guys take care. Have a great now. And we will – and go to our Facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page, and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. So anyway, you guys have a wonderful evening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.